All right, everyone. I'm back with this and, sitting around out here at the house, and I don't know, man. Excuse me. I've been doing a lot of thinking since that my last podcast there. I was talking about my life and how it's changed, and I honestly, I've always said I'm not gonna get, too political on this thing and get into a lot of the religious stuff, but man, I'm telling you. If you can't see the way that everything is going right now, there's something wrong. I don't quite understand why people are letting it get this way, because we as the people, and it says we the people, we have let this country get the way that it is by the voting, by listening to the media, and the fuel prices are higher now than they have been. Food prices are outrageous. And everybody's like, "Oh, well, the cost of living is just going up." Well, where's it going up at? Crude oil prices are actually lower. The wages of truck drivers have went down. They've cut the wages, especially in the cattle market. And they're not starting people out really at any higher jobs around where I live. The average pay is still, on the low end. In my town is, $9.50 to $10 an hour. That's the low end, and it's been that way now for about 5 years, 6 years. So what is the cost of living? How is it going up? It's causing everything else to go up. They're getting more and more self-checkouts at places, so they're cutting employees, and there's different things going on that is slowing the actual human part of businesses down and replacing it with electronics. So if you're not paying a person to do the job, you're only paying the electricity. Are you If the company is not saving money, then they're not going to do it. So that tells you, or should tell you, that the company is saving money, and that's the reason why they're cutting out people. So when you get into the cutting out people, and you get the company saving money, but they're still charging the same prices, or they're changing more, or charging more for those products that they were originally charging lower for. That tells you they're taking advantage of the people, and that is where us as people, we should take a stand. Now, I'm not saying go to the streets and burn and riot and loot. No, stand up, vote different, go to town hall meetings, stand up and say, "Hey, we don't like this. This is not fair. This is not for the people." Now, I myself, I can tell you what I feel. I cannot tell you how to feel. I won't tell you how to feel, but I can tell you how I feel about things. And my point of view is when we took out Christ out of everything, that was when everything started going downhill. Everybody's like, "Oh, the old ways are dead. The old ways are this." Since we took out the old ways, and what I mean by the old ways is bartering, everybody growing gardens, prices went through the roof. The old people lived to be 100 years old, and they lived off their stuff that they raised and everything else. Nowadays, we eat gluten free, and we eat tofu, and we eat only organic stuff, and people are living to be 50, 60 years old and dying. There's people out here going to the gym every day, just working out and trying to stay healthy, and they're dying at young ages. They're wearing their bodies out. But yet, those old people drove fence posts with a hammer. Drive 200 fence posts a day. And live to be 96, 100 years old. They eat greasy foods, they eat everything. But what they done was they ate the stuff that they grew. They made their own lard, they cooked their own food out of that lard. Most of their beef, their pigs, their chickens, all that stuff, their eggs, their green beans, everything they had was from their stuff. And it says in the Bible to put back for the winter, to store. Now, if you don't take and work in your fields, and you don't work those fields will not prosper. And I believe that that is the problem with a lot of people nowadays. They're not working in their life. They're not working to make a better life. They're not spiritually ready to have that better life. And just to be honest, they're not listening to what the Lord says. I don't. half the time I'm saying, I'm a self-made man. Not one person out there is a self-made man. Excuse me. You either got God on your side or you've sold your soul to the devil. And you may not know that you've sold your soul, but you're following in it, and prosperous stuff is ungodly in his eyes. He will take and he will, and I'm not saying everything prosperous, but God will bless you. Don't get me that wrong. What I'm saying is, you look around at a lot of the things that is going on right now, and you look at some of these people that are prospering big time. They are sitting there and they are saying the satanic stuff. They're showing satanic signs. They're showing all of this stuff that shows it's ungodly. But now, and it looks, and honestly, I mean, I've sat and I've wondered it myself, how is somebody that's doing all this, why do they look so happy? Why do they do this? Look at the turmoil in their life. Look at everything going on in their life. Look how the turmoil they have. Now, you look at how the countries went downhill versus what it was 40 years ago. You take the people that was living for God, everybody's like, oh, they're poor, they're this, they're that, but they were the happiest people on earth. during the Great Depression, those people never even knew they were poor, and they never knew there was a depression going on for the simple fact that no one told them. Imagine that. How'd you like to have that one? No one told them they were poor. No one was on TV. No one was on social media. No one was posting all this stuff saying, oh, you're poor. You need a better life. The man sitting in Washington, D.C. said, that wages needed to come up. Okay, well, when wages go up, so is it going to be the prices of everything else. I worked at a company one time. I worked for them for about a year and a half, 2 years. And we got a cost of living raise. Well, one year, the last year that I was there, we got a cost of living raise, and we got 20 cents. 20 cents is what we got. That was on Friday. On Monday, we had a meeting after work and said, oh, hey, your insurance went up. Guess what? It went up 15 cents. So we got a 5 cent raise. Turned around. What was 5 cents? It wasn't much. We'd have been better off to have been left alone because what we made was taken away. And that's how it works. That's how they do. I don't encourage vigilantiness. I don't encourage none of that stuff. What I do encourage is free thinking. And when you hear something, whether it be from this, for the lack of better terms, of being shut down, you know what? I don't care if I lose followers. I ain't got that many anyway. But with that being said, I don't really give a crap no more. I'll tell you what, this COVID stuff shut the country down for what? When we were kids, your grandparents, your parents, all first thing in the spring, they jumped up on spring, they opened all the windows, they cleaned the house, they bleached it, they chloro. I mean, they done all this stuff to get rid of all of the stuff that went on through the winter. Now, what happened when COVID came along? They said, oh, hey, whoa, go home. Go home, box yourself in the house, and sit, wait. Now, on the store part, all your mom and pop stores are put out of business. Most of them aren't even around no more. You take a store that's 5 minutes down the road from your house with 20 people a day. That store right there would have kept you safe, whatever you want to call it. You make the judgment on that one. But anyway, you could have went to that store, not very many people there, got all your stuff, went home. Instead, they shut those stores down. They shut the churches down. They shut all of this stuff down and sent you to what? Walmart, Target, Sears, all of these big stores that you're getting hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people in and putting you all in one area. But they're telling you to stay distant. And then you get into the mask. Oh, wear the mask. Follow science. Science showed that mask, the N95, only filtered 85% of dust particles, which is not anywhere close to a microscopic organism that you was breathing. So I don't understand that one, but had a lot of people argue that one, and you told me to follow science. So you go read on this stuff. And then I'm gonna hear the conspiracy theorist. You need one of those tenfold hats. No, I don't. You need to read. Educate yourself. In the Bible it says an angel talked to Jesus and he said, why are you speaking in parables? Why don't you just tell them the truth? And he says, you and me understand, they do not. He wants you to dig. He wants you to search. He wants you to read. And that's what I'm telling you. Read into what's going on. Don't settle to be told the sky's blue, the ground is green. Because the thing of it is, when the sun hits it just right, the sky's not nearly blue. It's a red cap. The ground might not be green. It may be in the desert where it's brown. So don't take everything at word. Don't take everything at sight value, I should say. Read into it. Look into it. And I'll tell you what, if you will read the Bible, just sit down, read that Bible, look at it, be like, you know what? Everything's here. And everybody's like, oh, well, that's a passed down story. It's a passed down story. It's made up. Okay. Pick the Bible up. Go to the store. If you don't have a Bible, go down to your local store, anywhere it carries a Bible. Open that Bible up and look and see when that Bible, not all the rest of them, just that one Bible was printed. Guarantee you that Bible was printed 20, 30 years ago, and it talks about diseases. It talks about things that are coming. It talks about hard times. Now, 20 years ago, that book was written, or it was, that book was published, I should say. That one, not the original, that one. And look at it. I mean, it's telling you all the stuff. Then go and find you a 1611. Now, that was going to be a high-dollar Bible. 1611 was published when? 1611. So, take a look that Bible up. Look at it. It'll tell you the same thing. Yes, the church changed things. Not every church, the main church, the one over there that the guy's pulling puppets from. They changed a lot of things. They added to it. They took it away. The Bible also says in it, he who takes away or addeth to it, thou shall have things added to or taken away from his life. You know? Don't jack with it. Read it and go with it. Go with what you feel convicted. Go with what you feel strong. Because this, what I'm saying right now, links back to what I was saying about the food and the cost of living and the cost of everything. It says in the Bible, there's nothing new under the sun. Everything has already happened. And it has. Everything that is going on right now, young, old, whatever, all that stuff has already happened in the Bible. You know, and it's, you know, there's different things. If you'll sit down and just read, and just sit down. I tell you what, I'll make you a little, I don't like to bet because I only bet on for sure things. Okay, I'll bet on this one. If you'll sit down and read you at least one Bible verse a night, just one, within a week, you'll be wondering and you'll be thirsting for more knowledge. I'm telling you, I only bet on a sure thing, and I won't back up on this one. You know? And when you start really reading into it, you'll see different things, people and all this stuff. And everybody's like, well, it's a handed down story. It's made up. It's not true. All right. That might be. But what about Genghis Khan? Did he really exist? Because that's the story handed down. What about slavery? Slavery really exists? Or is that just made up stories? No one knows. No one's alive now that was there. What about Christopher Columbus finding America? Did that really happen? Who knows? Nobody's alive that was back then. Now, we'll break over into the science part. Science says that this happened. Science says that happened. Yeah, science studies didn't come along till after the Bible, did it? Now, in the Bible, it gives you different places and says this happened in this spot, this happened in that spot. Archaeologists and science has proved that a lot of those stories are true. One atheist guy took and was going to take and debunk the book of Acts. He said, it's not true. It's a made-up fictional story. He traveled all over the world and found every city and everything that was in the book of Acts and ended up becoming a Christian. Now, the moral of this story is, does everybody need to become a Christian? I think so. I do. The book says he is. And everybody's like, oh, well, I don't like going to my church because there's so-and-so there. This happened. That happened. So? And what's your point? You don't like going. You don't like so-and-so at work either, but you still go to work because of that paycheck. You don't like, you know, you don't like Walmart. You don't like Kroger. You don't like this. You don't like the important, but you go. So why not ignore the people at that church or the people that you don't like? Just like you do to go to the store, or go to the mall, or go to that club, or go to that bar. Why don't you ignore all them people and just go to church? Or, nowhere in the Bible does it say if you have to go to church. That's just a proclamation of faith. It actually says, "Where two or more are, there I am also. I am gathered also." Your body's the temple. The church is just a building that you meet in. So you can sit down with your neighbor, your wife, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your son, your daughter, your friend, or like I am right now, talking to all of you all on a podcast, and you're actually having church. During the crucifixion, there was three men on a cross. One of them proclaimed Jesus as Lord, and he told him, he said, "You'll be in paradise with me tonight." So you don't have to have all that. Nowhere, it doesn't say that you have to have it, but it does say that you have to believe, and you have to accept, and you have to commit your life to him. And that's all you got to do. It truly is. That's the thing about religion. Everybody in the world is out here arguing and fussing and mind chatter and this and that. That's why it's called faith for a reason. It's what you believe in. Don't sit and let somebody else convince you of this or that. Do your studying, do your homework, and just read, man. I'm telling you. All over the Bible, you can find scriptures that will help you or hurt you. And the thing of it is, you're going to find stuff that's going to bless your life. You're going to have stuff that's like, yeah, man, that's what I needed right there. And then you're going to read the very next sentence, and that thing's going to tap dance all over your toes, and you're like, oh, gosh, almighty Lord, that's exactly what I was doing. I'm like, oh, man, what am I going to do? Ask for forgiveness. You don't have to be perfect, but you do have to strive to be better. Better than you was 10 minutes ago. Better than you was 2 hours ago. Better than you was 3 days ago. Always strive to be better. That's the thing. And I mean, that, I don't know. It blows my mind. And the last little bit, my life has opened up so much because I just said, "Lord, I need you. I can't do this." And I won't lie, I cried. I had tears running down my face. I called my fiance and I told her, I said, "Look, holy crap, this is what's going on. I've never felt this before in my life. Well, I don't know what it is." And she was like, "It's God. It's God touching me." I was like, "I've never had that. I never had that touching. I've never had that feeling. I want it every day." And she was like, "Just keep walking like you are." I will give hats off to her because, I mean, that woman is pushing me a lot, and she keeps me grounded. I was a little out of control. I was a little heathen. I was walking better than I was a few years ago, but she straightened me up and got me reading more, and she got me into a pretty good church that, don't judge. It says, this is it. And that's what everybody needs. We need to sit down. We need to start Bible studies. We need to talk to our neighbors. Because, if you're listening to this right now and you're a saved person, I'm not speaking to you. Yes, I want you to further your knowledge. I want you to further your belief. I want you to further your love. But I want to reach the broken. I want to reach the ones that are drug addicts. I want the ones to reach. I want to reach out to the ones that are saying there is no God. And I'm not going to sit and argue with you, try to convince you, but we can talk about it. And I'll give you scriptures. I will give you, things that will help you, and things just to look up. I mean, I just want you to look things up and say, what? That fool was right. Or hey, whoa, he was wrong here, sort of right, but this. Because once you dig into it, like I told you about the one verse a night, if you will just read one verse a night, just one, within a week, you're going to be thirsty for knowledge. Because trust me, that challenge was gave to me a long time ago. And a buddy of mine, he gave that to me, an old cowboy buddy. We was working cattle together. He said, "Read one scripture a night." And he said, "You'll be wanting more. You'll be wanting more. And you'll be wanting more." And I read every night. Every night I read something. Every day I read something. And I download, I've got the Bible on my phone. I have technology. I don't really care for it, but it will help. You're on your phone all the time. You're on Instagram. You're on Facebook. You're on all this stuff. Download the Bible app and read one verse a day. Get into a Bible study with people and read it. Because I'm telling you, This country needs more of that. And I promise you, if we will start praying and we will start bringing people together, it will change this country, and the country will get better, because we will become back in the sight of the Lord. We will become back in His blessing, and we'll be back under the hedge of His protection. If you'll just give it just 5 minutes of your day, 10 minutes of your day, just drop your head and bow that head and say, "Dear Lord, thank you for the blessings on me and my family. Thank you for the food that you give me." That's all you gotta do. Just thank Him. You start thanking Him, you start living, you start doing things a little different. You'll want to do things different, and you'll lead a different life. And that will be the start, and that will change things. Because we need prayer. We need prayer in schools. We need prayer in churches. True prayers in churches. Because there's a lot of churches now are just going through the steps. They're not trying to lead a life. They're just going through the motions, I should say. And that's not what we need. We truly need a full-on revival across this country. Because, you know, right now they're teaching that a three-year-old doesn't know if it's a boy or a girl, and the doctors are guessing. No. Follow science. Because it says, unless you have a female part, you cannot give birth. So if you do not have a uterus, you do not have ovaries, you are not giving birth. I'm sorry. Get mad. Have me run off this thing, off this platform, whatever you want to do, I don't care. It just shows that you're not following science. And that I hurt your feelings. And feelings, it just shows that feelings mean more than, you know, actual truth. So there's truly two genders. You can think you're the other, you can feel that you're the other, but it doesn't mean that you are. I'm sorry to say that. And if you don't believe me, go back and watch some of the clips of the Roe versus Wade, when the men that think they're women all of a sudden no longer count as women, because, as Whoopi Goldberg said, if you cannot give birth, and you do not have a uterus, you do not have an opinion. What is that? That's science. That's telling you. That overrules an opinion. And another thing that's really tearing me up right now is the COVID vaccine. The COVID vaccine, according to the CDC, is not doing much of anything. You're still getting it. You're still this. You're still getting that. And, you know, so you're not spreading it. It doesn't keep you from spreading it. But they're going to force it on kids to go to school. I encourage homeschooling. Start teaching the kids at home. That way you know what they're learning. You know what they're doing. You know, we do it. And I'm glad we do. So I encourage a lot of other people to. Because then you know truly what's going on with your children. And you truly know what they're being taught. That's... Did you hear that? Teached. You're learning what they're teached. That is public school. That's public school right there. What you're taught is, it should have said. But, you know, and because I, you know, we do a, well, she does the teaching and she does the thing, and I just kind of question and say what I can when I get a chance. And she also does a little biblical study, and I think that's good. Biblical study shows a lot of things that went on, coming on, and will happen. And if you don't believe me that'll work, sit down with your Bible, look at things that are going on, and then cross-reference to the Bible. And before everybody gets tore up and says, "Well, it won't happen," I've read a lot of that Bible, and the Christians win. Spoiler alert, they do, and I hope that a lot of other people figure out that without Him, and when we put Him away, that's when everything started going down. Because answer this for me. Why do we teach the Bible in a prison that we can't teach it in school? Why wait till they're already in trouble to show them the way versus we should have taught them when they were young? I mean, you can say what you want, but that's a pretty good question. And another question is if we're going to teach in school, why don't we teach finances? Why don't we teach them how to run a checkbook? Why don't we teach them how to write in cursive? Why don't we take and teach them how to grow a garden, how to be self-sufficient? Because if we teach them that, then they don't rely on no one else. And we can't have that in our family. But I've rambled on enough for today. I'll put out another one here in a day or two. I hope you all enjoy this one. I hope you like how I'm doing right now, because it's still going to be about hunting. I mean, I've hunted the last couple of days. Seen three dogs, no big fox. Didn't see nothing but a bunch of squirrels this morning. But, you know, I'm still going to bounce around. I'm still going to have a lot of the, you know, hunting stuff on it. It'll be on my Instagram, Finboys Outdoors. My YouTube channel, we're getting ready to put a couple up there. I think we're going to shoot some skeet and stuff, and it'll be on there too. So, just hang out with me, read this stuff, listen to it, and go and follow, you know, go and follow the Bible. Just sit and read. Read one verse a day. Because I promise you that it'll help. It will help you. I mean, I 100%, I believe it. I've seen it in my own life. I've seen it in others. You know, because it says in the Beatitudes, blessed are the merciful, for they shall see God. We need more mercy. We need more compassion. And we need more people that care to try to help others. Be that person. Be that one person that walks up and smiles or says hello. You never know when it'll change somebody's life. And the thing of it is, that's in favor of God. And God will bless you for it. God will bless you for following Him. Y'all have a great day.